Well, it's very nice to see all of you together and happy and enthusiastic. Krishna consciousness is actually a joyful life of associating with devotees and thinking about Krishna, chanting and hearing and remembering and serving Krishna and his devotees. So we should try to gather as much as possible in temples or in homes or in parks or in schools, wherever we get the opportunity to chant and dance and speak and hear about Krishna. And the more we absorb our mind and senses in devotional service, the more our hearts will be purified. The only thing that stands between us and a beautiful, sweet, sublime, ecstatic life are the dirty things within the heart, identifying with the body. I am this body, everything in relation to this body is mine to enjoy. I'm the enjoyer, I'm the proprietor, I'm the controller. All these misconceptions within the heart or the mind stand in the way of our eternal, beautiful, spiritual life. But the more we engage in chanting and hearing and rendering selfless service, the more the dirty things are cleansed. And our natural taste for Krishna consciousness awakens. And that taste, or the pleasure we experience from chanting and hearing about Krishna, dancing, and even cleaning for Krishna, any service, it becomes very blissful. And in comparison, the pursuits and so-called pleasures of the material world are very dull and pale. So we just have to dedicate time and place ourselves in the right association. Place ourselves in the association of pure devotees who have no other interest but to advance in Krishna consciousness and bring others to Krishna consciousness. And yeah, chant. Hear. Serve. Study. Pray. Just keep fully absorbed. At the same time, we are in the material world, and we have to deal with the material world. But we should do so not in the mood of wanting to enjoy, thinking that we can be happy through sense gratification or mental speculation, but just to create a peaceful, and as far as possible congenial situation in which to engage in devotional service and in Krishna consciousness. Because we have to keep the body and soul together. We have to keep the body fit for serving Krishna and his devotees. So we shouldn't neglect the body. We should be regulated in our activities. As the Bhagavad Gita says, you know, one who is regulated in matters of eating, sleeping, and recreation can attain the mercy of the Lord, can attain peace from the pangs of material existence. So we should do what we have to do, but try to keep it simple, not too complicated. If our activities that are meant really just to keep the body and soul together so that we can serve Krishna, if those activities become too extravagant or too complicated, then when it's time to chant and hear about Krishna, our minds may be distracted or disturbed by other thoughts. So we have to do what is required, to keep the body and soul together, not just for ourselves personally, but if we are in Grihastha ashram, we have to think of our family members also, and give charity also. Giving in charity to Vaishnavas is meant to purify the activities of earning money that are engaged in naturally by householders. And when it comes to making money, we do things that are not completely honest, but that's understandable in business, that is understandable. But that process should be purified by spending the money for Krishna, which means our family lives should be organized so that all of the family members be Krishna conscious, and then the money we spend on the family is also ultimately directed towards Krishna's service, and also giving money or offering service for the propagation of Krishna consciousness, for the spread of Krishna consciousness to others. So every aspect of our life should be somehow connected with Krishna and his devotees and their service. And we should really put our hearts in to what we do. It is possible to chant and even read and not allow Krishna to enter deeply in our hearts. We may harbor material attachments, and we're holding on to these attachments in our heart. So it's sort of like externally we're chanting and we're reading and going to programs and But internally, we actually don't want to surrender fully to Krishna. So it's sort of like having a split personality. So therefore, it is an offense to maintain material attachments, to not have complete faith in the holy name, and to maintain material attachments. We need to have faith that the holy name, which is Krishna, can fulfill all of our desires better than we can fulfill them by our own independent efforts. We have to have that faith and not hold on to these attachments, but have faith that all of my desires, and even the desires of the people connected with me, husband, wife, children, parents, even their desires will be fulfilled in the best way if they surrender to Krishna, if we all surrender to Krishna and give ourselves fully to the process of chanting and hearing and rendering service. And then we will experience real happiness on a different platform, on a spiritual platform, that will not be hampered by changes in material circumstances. We are in the material world, and in the material world there are always changes of circumstances. Sometimes, you know, the market goes up, and sometimes the market goes down. And we have to tolerate the changes and, you know, continue with our duty. But we should experience pleasure on a different platform. And that will carry us beyond the dualities, the happiness and distress, so-called happiness and distress of the material conditions. And in that effort, we need association, a strong association, people who are themselves committing themselves seriously to the process of spiritual progress, and who will support us in our efforts, and who will give us good advice if we need, and who will hear us if we need someone to listen to us and encourage us one way or the other. And encourage doesn't always mean to tell us you're doing good. Encourage means to encourage us to do whatever is best for our spiritual lives, and in a way even our material lives, if we can make such a distinction. Material life means the conditions in which we engage in devotional service. Yes, they should help us by giving us appropriate advice. And ultimately, it all depends on our sincerity. If we are really sincere to serve Krishna and his devotees, they will give us guidance. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. Krishna is in our heart, and when he sees that we're always engaged in devotional service with love or increased enthusiasm. He will give us direction from within the heart how to progress towards Him. And that depends on our sincerity. On occasion, on different occasions, devotees have asked Srila Prabhupada how to become sincere, because sincerity is such an important factor. Really, everything depends on our sincerity. And one answer that I heard many years ago when I first joined is that you become sincere, Srila Prabhupada said, you become sincere by following all of my instructions, however big or small. And later I heard other answers. You become sincere by desiring to become sincere. And you become sincere by associating with sincere devotees. So associating with sincere devotees is very important and very effective. A few days ago I posted a little description of Mother Isha with a link to His Holiness Niranjan Swami's article about his visit to Mother Isha and some video clips of her chanting. She is a very sincere devotee. Just by associating with her, by watching the video clips and also reading about her, I felt enlivened. I felt inspired. That, you know, this is how I should live with such sincerity. This is how I should chant with such sincerity. So that association, of course, if we can have the association, you know, face to face, sit in the same room, and hear the devotee speak, chant with the devotee, serve the devotee in different ways, that is best. But even otherwise, we can get their association by reading their words and even by seeing them in video form or live on the internet. But we really want to keep association with sincere devotees. We want to be sincere ourselves, both for our own sake, for our own spiritual advancement, and for the sake of others who are connected to us, so that by our sincerity we can genuinely help them. We want to help them, but as according to our sincerity, we will be able to help them more or less. So I'm pleased to see all of you, and certainly it was a very nice day. But it's a challenge. We have festivals, and we come together, and we chant and dance and sing and speak, and it's very purifying and enlivening. And these festivals are very, very important. We should have them as often as possible or participate in them at the temple or wherever, you know, in pandals, in halls, in wherever. And at the same time, spend time chanting and hearing japa and reading Srila Prabhupada's books somehow or other fill our time as much as possible with Krishna. I recently heard one lecture by Srila Prabhupada in which he was saying, like that, chant for Krishna, dance for Krishna, clean for Krishna, cook for Krishna, write for Krishna, sell books for Krishna, everything for Krishna. And when you're tired, take a little snap. I think snap is Prabhupada's word. It's a combination, I think, it's a combination between sleep and nap. So he said, if you're tired, take a little snap. And he said, not too much, but just enough. And then if you're hungry, take a little prasad. And always be engaged in Krishna, 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 Krishna. And that is our life. And he said, if you have time, read books. We have so many books. And then he said, and you have time. You do have time. So read the books. So many books to read, so much to learn, so much to apply. The books, we should read the books in the mood of learning how to improve our lives. We should be in the mood of prayer that what will the Bhagavad Gita tell me today that I need to know? What will Srimad Bhagavatam tell me today that I need to know? It's not like the students in school. They read the books to know the answers so they can pass the test. But they don't really necessarily think of how to use the knowledge in their lives. And a lot of the knowledge, or so-called knowledge, has no relevance. I met a doctor the other day, and he was saying after 10 years of studying, he knew so much, but he'd never treated a single patient. He was a chiropractor. And he said, now 10 years later, he's treated so many patients, but he's forgotten so much of what he learned in school, all the chemical reactions, biochemical reactions, and theoretical knowledge he'd learned in school. If he had to take that exam again, he'd probably fail. But his ability to help people is much greater because he has 10 years of practical experience helping people. So, what Srila Prabhupada has given us in his books and other devotees have given us in their books is practical, realized knowledge that we can apply in our lives, and we should apply it. Sometimes devotees read to get some information because they have to give class, or they have to answer questions, and that is also very good. Because somehow or other, if we absorb ourselves in this subject, it will purify our minds and hearts. But really we should be reading with the idea that we should learn something. And of course, repeating it to others is beneficial to us and to them. But not to, you know, as Prabhupada would say, show off our learning. You know, being a devotee doesn't mean you have to be a learned scholar. Being a learned scholar and being a devotee can be two different things. But in the mood of devotion, if we read, if we study, if we discuss, if we repeat, then it's a very purifying process and an important part of our service, and our advancement and our service. So yes, as Prabhupada was saying, chant for Krishna, dance for Krishna, eat for Krishna, cook for Krishna, write for Krishna, distribute books for Krishna. And if you have time, study. And then he said, but you do have time. There's no question. You do have time. So you should read the books. It can be a matter of practice. It can start small. A very, very sincere devotee, His Holiness Giridhari Swami, has been staying with us here with three very nice devotees from the Philippines. And he is scheduled to leave in 4 minutes. And as a matter of etiquette and duty, I should be there to at least see them off. But yes, that just to conclude what I was saying, associate with sincere devotees and be sincere in your own practices, and Krishna will help. You know, Krishna and Krishna's associates will help. We just have to make that effort, and they will help. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.